at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really bring about a lot of clarity and just remove a lot of confusion. Ask all these prayers, you follow in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking in the previous podcast about American culture and how it's so based on rights, you know, this is wrong, I'm going to go fight this in court, I'm going to, you know, I have this rights, I have these rights, I've got these rights, you can't do this, you can't do that, and fighting back, and how these types of Christians that lean upon these things that are not being led of the Spirit are not going to find covering in the judgment of the United States. And I just want to talk about that from a basis of the scriptures, okay? If you look here, this is Corinthians chapter 6. Let's see, let's start at this verse 7, okay? And this is where the book of Corinthians, they're taking other Christians to court, okay? And he's saying that this isn't good, but because you should just judge amongst yourselves, okay? This is chapter 6, verse 7. It says, "Know, therefore, there is utterly fault among you, because you go to law, one with the other. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded?" Okay? He talks about in verse 6, he says, and that you go to, verse 6, it says, "But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers." So he's saying that this doesn't look good, okay? You guys are taking each other to court in front of each other, in front of the unbeliever, okay? And this is Apostle Paul speaking. But then you see here in Acts chapter 23, okay? And this is the Apostle Paul when he's being examined by scourging. He's being persecuted, okay, for the sake of the gospel. Acts 23, starting at verse 25, it says, "And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman." So Paul's saying, you know, don't use the law here, okay, because it looks bad in front of the unbeliever. But then he's here, okay, in front of unbelievers, and he's using the law. Well, what's the difference, okay? There's some technical differences. You could say, well, he's talking about two Christians going to jail in the book of Corinthians, and here it's something different. But not really. Really what the difference is, okay, is here, John chapter 12, where it says, starting at verse 25, this is Jesus speaking, "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." It's the gospel, okay? It's the gospel. That's the difference, okay? That's what makes what the church in Corinth is doing sinful and what Paul's doing righteous, okay? Paul says right before he walks into this whole situation that he's ready to die for Christ, okay? He's ready to give his life for the sake of the gospel. He says, don't hinder me. The church in Corinth is, they're all selfish, caught up in themselves and sinful. Okay? That's the difference. Okay? And it's night and day between the two, okay? And that's why these Christians, okay, here in the United States, who are completely selfish and completely carnal and couldn't care less about the sake of the gospel and are saying, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to court, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, you're not going to find covering when the United States burns, because you're just like the rest of the United States, okay? It's remarkable to me at times when I see this, okay? Because I'll talk with someone and they're running around, okay, demanding this, demanding that. And I say, did it even occur to you for 2 seconds of how you look in front of other people? Have you considered the souls of the people that you're around? Have you considered your testimony in front of them? How you look as a Christian in front of them? Or are you just so caught up in your own life and your own rights, okay, and what you want, that the gospel goes right in the trash? And that's what happens. And these Christians who are doing this, I pray that your sister that's listening will heed this warning. If this is something that you're prone to, are not going to find, why should they find covering? You know, in the when the United States is judged, why should they? They're not concerned with Christ at all. They're not concerned with souls. They're not concerned with people going to heaven. They're concerned with themselves. Okay? And that's where that covering comes in. Okay? That Christian who's in that situation, who's filled with the Spirit. And the bottom line is that these Christians need to make sure they're truly born again. And some of them are, which is really odd, but they're just disobedient and not walking in the Spirit, and their own life rises up and overtakes, overtakes what's the will of God at those points. They need to repent. But then it just boils down to those Christians who do, and it's not right, and they suffer it, but they say, you know what? The person I'm talking to right now is not saved, and I think that the Holy Spirit's leading me just to suffer this, okay? For their testimony, okay, for my testimony in front of them, so that so prayerfully I can reach a soul, and that's what matters to me, is the gospel, okay? And this is John chapter 12, verse 27, I'm sorry, verse 26, it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be, okay? So when you're serving Christ, and you're following him, you're going to be with him, and you want to be with him. Because when you're with him, you're not appointed to judgment. You are covered, okay? You are safe, okay? And it says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. That's the soul, okay? That's the Christian that's going to find covering in the United States, is the one that lays down their own life for the sake of the gospel. That's the one that's going to find favor, okay? And covering when the United States burns. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just really getting to know, your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal